Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, good evening and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. It's an honor to be here. We're about to get ready now to connect with live Facebook streaming. Stand by. And we'll get this show on the road. Stand by. Stand by. Stand by, please. And we want to hold on before we get on live. Okay, we want to welcome you to Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. We're having some minor difficulties. We take authority over voice and bouncy in the name of Jesus and all electronical spirits that will try to interfere. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you for this day. And we know that the Lord is Jesus of Nazareth. And Father, we ask that you forgive us for all of our sins, known and unknown. We want to ask it and come to you and humble ourselves to you. Your word says in 1 John 1:9 that if we confess our faults, that he's just and able to forgive us for all unrighteousness. We ask that you forgive us in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. We ask that the anointing of the Holy Spirit will go forth and bring the word of God out uninterrupted. We thank you, Lord, that you are delivering us every day by faith through your word, and that we believe that you are the Son of God. And we give all honor and all glory to you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, we pray. Amen. I'm going to be talking about deliverance for children. I'm going to talk about basic deliverance guidelines for deliverance ministries. I'm going to talk about a little bit of everything, because we have a variety of different audience of believers that's listening to us. We are also streaming live at www.livedeliverance.com. We are also streaming at Facebook Live right now. And we're streaming on Blog Talk, area code 646. You can call in the Blog Talk room, 378-1857. You can come join us in the Blog Talk room for questions and for answers. Amen. Pay attention to your children. When your children come to you, Mama, Daddy, something is in the room. Oh, it's okay. Ain't nothing in the room. Let me come in there and hug you and put this teddy bear, and you're going to be okay. You tell a child to trust in a piece of cloth that has no authority over something that they are allowing, demonic forces are allowing your children to see. And children are very sensitive to demonic spirits. I know this is not a lesson that you will get in a formal church. This is why we're on the internet, because a formal church wouldn't support this type of doctrine. But it's the doctrine of Christ Jesus of casting out of demons. Pay very close attention to your children. If you have lights going on and off, those are poltergeist lights. If your machine's turning on or off with no one's there, you're seeing doors opening in and out your house. You have demonic spirits in your house. They're terror spirits. You may be on cursed land. You don't know. We have to break the curse and know about this ministry, because this ministry is the key to battling the devil, Satan. And we all, as long as we're Christian, are going to deal with certain sins in our lives. I have demons in me. That's right. Me. I got them in me. I open up some doors. The Lord will begin to show me of some spirits of anger, and I'm definitely going to deal with that. And I go through deliverance with Sister Durden. Get some deliverance. Admit your problem. I got angry over the situation, and the Lord told me not to. And we have some scriptures concerning anger for people who are dealing with that. Also, there are tie tongue spirits. There are pastors they're talking very intellectual. They're thinking they're talking good, and they hearing sound very horrible. And Pastor Durden got delivered from that spirit. We're going to bring him on and see, can he testify, you know, about it. He's not like that anymore. The Lord can deliver us from anything, but we need to understand this ministry. We have to have an understanding of it. Now, before we deal with the deliverance with the children, I want to specifically share some information with you, guidelines for deliverance ministry. How do demons get inside of people? Spirits invade us through cranks in our natural armor caused by trauma. Spirits can hold on our natural carnal desires when they are intruding to excessive thoughts. And it's constantly over and over and over with that same thought. Constantly, go eat that banana. Go eat some ice cream. Go get some more chocolate ice cream. Constantly forcing you to do something if you're having a problem eating ice cream. Some people have problem eating ice cream. Some people have problems with tobacco. Some people have problems with alcohol. Some people have problems with sex. It doesn't matter. Don't judge nobody. Look at your problem. Don't worry about nobody else. You deal with you. Do you. You work out your own salvation. Leave the other person alone. Look at your child. Be sensitive to your child. When your child is saying, Mama, something's in the bed, something's crawling on me. There are some of you who have had experiences of laying down in the bed and you're feeling like an evil force have come upon you. Those are demonic spirits. Say, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, loose me. If you say, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, in your spirit, it will go away. And keep saying, Jesus of Nazareth. They don't like the word Jesus of Nazareth. Acts 10:38 seals the name of Jesus of Nazareth from destroying the works of the devil. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, because God was with the Son of God. This is why demons don't like the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Okay? Do not deliberately indulge in inappropriate carnal appetites. Practice pleading the blood of Jesus. Stay strictly away from psychic mediums, astrologers, or fortune tellers, or spiritualist world. Stay away from that if you're a deliverance minister. Now, I'm praying about some equipment to get when the Lord blessed me with some personal income that has nothing to do with my ministry. Some paranormal equipment, because in my spirit, I would like to do paranormal investigations. And it will be for born-again Christians that have entities in their home. I can cast them out in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. But I would like to get a thermal image of it so people can see that demons are real. And when you can see them and you can feel them, they are very real. And the devil don't want anyone to know anything about demons, so they want to shut it down. They don't want the pastor saying nothing about it. He's going to be cool on that now. You're going to hear every other sermon, but you're going to hear nothing about no demons in no Baptist church and no Presbyterian church, not an Episcopalian church, and some of these so-called word churches and a prosperity church. You ain't going to hear nothing about no demons, because you're going to hear everything but manna, money, which is a false doctrine and which is a doctrine that is taught by demons, 1 Timothy 4:1. What are we up against in the deliverance ministry? We're up against demons act like their master Satan. Demons are physically strong when you're in this ministry. Demons have pride-filled natures. Many demons can live in a person at the same time. Demons are filthy. Demons are not to be feared in anybody who's a Christian, because God has not given you the spirit of fear, 2 Timothy 1:7. But he didn't give you that spirit of fear. He did not give you the spirit of fear. And when you fear demons and they feel that fear, they feed off of that, and then they get dominance to oppress you. It helps to get demons to name itself. The afflicted person must renounce the demon. The person must forgive before they can get any demon out of you. You have to forgive. You have to forgive people. Any bitterness, Hebrews 12:15, that's going to trouble you, spring up trouble if you got not had no bitterness in your heart with nobody. You have to forgive in order to be effectively free from evil spirits. The person must desire deliverance. The person must be willing to admit that he has a demon. And most Christians, we can't get to admit that they have demons, because they don't believe it. They've never been taught it. They never saw it in action. O Theophilus, how begin Jesus begin both to do and teach? Acts 1:1. No one has seen the revelation of this ministry being deposited upon them on a weekly basis. The Sabbath is taken out of the Christianity, out of the doctrine of Christianity. It's no part of Christianity, just Sunday. No one questions that. No one says anything about it. Just let it flow. But those are errors. As Christians walk with God, and they find out in this ministry, God lines everything up with the Word of God. Here, we believe in the Holy Ghost. We believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We believe in prophecy. Prophecy must be tested. We believe in all the signs. We also believe in the Sabbath. Most deliverance ministers don't even believe in the Sabbath. They just go on Sunday. We do it right. Jesus never cast out any demons on no Sunday. You cannot find that nowhere in the Bible. Nowhere. Those ministering deliverance must take authority in the name of Jesus. It helps to get the demon to name itself. The afflicted person must renounce the demon. The person must forgive. How to keep what God gives us, salvation, healing, and deliverance. Live by the scriptures as much as you can by faith. Take one day at a time. But tomorrow is not promised. I take one day at a time. I got to get by tonight. I can't worry about tomorrow. I can't put that on my list or on my agenda at this time because I got to deal with now. That's how I live. I don't put no five-year plan. I just deal with one day just to get by today. I get by today, then I got another problem. Because, see, sin always lied at the door with any of us, whether you're anointed or not. You're still human beings, and you're in the flesh. And I don't care who you are. I don't care how long, how kind of prophet you've been or how long you've been walking. You're still in the flesh. That's why I don't judge nobody. Look at your own salvation. Do your thing with the Holy Ghost. Get right with the Lord, line up with the Lord, and know the scriptures so you won't be deceived when people teach you something. Learn to praise God continuously. Protect and guard yourself through your life with the right relationship with people. Submit to discipline by the Holy Spirit and authority. Commit to the name of Jesus, forgiveness of others. Bring reconciliation. Renounce all occultism. Identify the specific spirit to be cast out. Renounce the spirit by name. Command the spirit to leave in the name of Jesus, and expel the spirit. Get the spirit out of the human being. Deliverance ministry is a very powerful, powerful ministry. And Acts 13:17 says, but when they departed from Pergamus, they came to Antioch in Pisidia and went into the synagogues on the Sabbath day and sat down. The high arm of God can deliver us from bondages of all kinds. The high arm of God. God has an arm, and his arm is through his son, Jesus of Nazareth. In Acts chapter 13:44, and the next Sabbath day, and the next Sabbath day. So that next Sabbath day they taught. They didn't teach on the other day. The next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. That's in Acts chapter 13:44. Why don't we hear pastors talk about the Sabbath day as Christians? Why is it that Christians want to separate the Sabbath? Because the demons don't want you to move on the day that God has made a day of rest. There's power in that day. There's deliverance in that day. There's healing in that day. There's sanctification in that day. There's justification in that day. There's reconciliation, the dispensations of God, the power of God, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the nine gifts flows abundantly on the Sabbath. I'm a witness to it. We get word of knowledge every Friday night. I thought the night was Friday. I'm here calling people because I'm working so many hours. So the dirty head tell me, hey, this ain't Friday. And I had to just take a breath and just pull back because in this ministry, you get a lot coming at you. If you're a deliverance minister, you're going to get people get mad at you. You're going people going to not like you. The demons going to have you to hate, going to make you mad at them. They're going to want to fuss at you. They're going to argue. They're going to take it out on you, not on God, but they want to do it on you because they don't see God. They see you. And what the demons have them to do is to take their eyes and analyze, and all the spirits in them that's not free start coming back on the deliverance minister. But the deliverance minister, he's human too. He's going to get tired of the banging, the power, the banging and banging, and then he gets wore out. This is why I have to have some time for myself. This is why I took the whole day off today to analyze, look at me. And God showed me stuff in my heart that I'm not pleased with. Amen. So I want you to know that Jesus taught in the synagogues on Saturdays, and he cast out demons, Mark 1:21, and then he did say he is Lord of Sabbath. Now, in areas of the spirit of anger, I would like for you to write these scriptures down if anyone dealing with anger. Moses got messed up with anger in Numbers chapter 20, verse 9 through 11. So Moses took the staff of the rock, and Moses said to them, listen, you rebels. Must we bring you water out of this rock? Then Moses raised his arm and struck the rock twice with his stick, and water gushed out of the community, and their livestock drank. Now, God didn't tell him to do that. God did not tell you to do that. Grievous words open up the door to anger to you also. I noticed that when I got very upset at this so-called Christian And Brother John told me, as this is how I sound when they're attacking us. We get people call us. You wouldn't even believe if I got on this radio station live and told everybody what type of calls I get, you wouldn't even believe me. So I'm not even going to say it. I will say this. Anger is not of the Lord. I got so upset at this so-called Christian who's born again, speak in tongues, and say that Donald Trump's a Christian and can't even recognize that Donald Trump is not a born-again Christian. Christians don't steal the election and lie the way this man lies. They can't see the fruit, but he wants to believe that. And I got upset. Any negative emotion can open up the doors to demons, and I started dealing with myself with that. And as I started seeing it, the Lord started showing me, this is a problem that you got from where it comes from. And I dealt with it. Whatever problem you got, God can deal with it. This is why we have grace. We need to all thank the Lord for grace. In Hebrews 4:16, in time of need, we really all need to thank the Lord for grace. So Peter got angry in the flesh in John chapter 18:10. Moses got angry. Jesus had a righteous anger when he tore up the temple in Matthew 21:12-13. But be careful, because you can't say your anger is righteous. The Lord had to reveal that to you. Amen. So here are some scriptures for anger. If anyone dealing with anger, Ephesians 4:26-31. James 1:19-20. Proverbs 29:11. James 1:20. Proverbs 19:11. Ecclesiastes 7:9. Proverbs 15:1. Proverbs 15:18. Colossians 3:8. James 4:1-2. Proverbs 16:32. Proverbs 22:24. Matthew 5:22. Psalm 7:11. Now, let's move on. Spirits do exist. The Bible speaks of an unclean spirit is on the land in Zechariah 13:2. I will cause the prophet and the unclean spirit to pass out of the land. Different lands can have spirits. Amen. And a lot of people don't know that. Jesus, as we know, had commanded us. The Bible commands us to cast out spirits. Now, when we deal with children, the Bible has a lot to say about children's deliverance. The Bible has a lot to say about children. But a lot of people don't pay attention to their children, and they don't listen to their children. And sometimes their children can be attacked with demonic spirits. The children can see things. They run to the room to the father and mama, something touched me. And the parents don't have no form of discernment, none at all. And they cannot discern that their child is being attacked by evil spirits. We get calls like this all the time. I saw an evil spirit pass in my house and go out the room. I say, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I command you to go. And I begin to ponder and look at myself and the sins that I commit against the Lord. There are willful sins in my life. That's wrong. And I said, Lord, I got to deal with this. And as I dealt with it, I felt a heavy spirit come over me. It was a very depressed spirit. And then my sister's calling me. I got an aunt that's well, I don't want to say that on the internet. Anyway, demons can attack in family members. They can get people to go against each other. Demons can make mothers go against children, children against fathers. Demons are the problem, 80% of the problem that the world faces with the economic crisis are demonic spirits. The economic system is run by Satan. Satan is the god of this world. I had to catch myself because I didn't want to say anything negative to my sister. You know, a spiritual family and a physical family is two different things. And I hate to say that, but in Matthew 12:46-47, the Bible says that Mary was mad at Jesus. And they desired not to speak to Jesus. And Jesus looked to his disciples and said, his mother said, who's my disciples? And the Bible says he turned away from his mother and turned to the disciples and said, "For whosoever is to do the will of my Father, the same is my mother, brother, and sister," in Matthew chapter 12, 46 and 47. And believe me, demonic spirits can get up in there and cause problems. I'm the brother, I'm older than you, and, you know, you're the baby. How can you be a baby when you're 60 years of age? You know, these type of conflicts comes through bitterness, resentment, spirits of anger, spirits of hurt, and people don't even recognize that this stuff is in operation. I didn't recognize that there was areas of schizophrenia in my life until I got into this ministry. Believe me, that's a work in progress. I had a crack demonic spirit of crack cocaine in me for many years. Many years I suffered with crack cocaine. Many years. 8 long, miserable years. 8 long, miserable years. I didn't want to do it. It's something to pull you to it. You ain't got no will. You don't have no power. You're just being pulled by sin. I'm dealing with certain areas in my life. We all are dealing with something. So let us all tonight look at ourselves. I can't preach to you. I got to look at me. You know, I don't like to be some pastor that's over people and more power than you. I'm no God don't show no respect to person. I'm no different than you and me. I just have to teach on the internet. I go on attacks just as worse than any of you because I'm teaching it, and then I get attacked with it. So be careful when you deal with your children, amen, because children have demonic spirits. When ministering deliverance to children, one frequently encounters tormenting, troubling, and vexing spirits, just as Jesus did in the case of the Syrophoenician woman's daughter. Now, I want you to know that the Syrophoenician's woman's daughter was a Gentile. She was not a Jew. So Jesus brought forth healing and deliverance ministry on earth to the Jews and to the non-Jews before he died at Golgotha based on this. So Jesus don't show no respect to a person. God shows no respect a person. And Jesus is not white. That's a lie from the pit of hell. The Bible says his eyes outside the sun, his feet is like that of brass. Go search Revelation 2:15 if I'm not mistaken. What color? It's like that of brass. But most Caucasians who've been educated in America and have been baptized in the Baptist church and that demonic doctrine of racism has implemented on a lot of Christians today with that demon. And they're thinking that Jesus is white. He's not white. That's a demonic spirit. Jesus was no Caucasian and no female. That was Michelangelo's first cousin that you're watching that looks so feminine. That's his first cousin. He was a homosexual. Jesus wasn't a feminine-looking man at all. The Bible says that when they beat him, he was so disfigured that you couldn't even look upon him. See, these are demonic spirits that enter into people, doctrines of devils taught by mother and father, passed down from generation to generation. Our father sinned, you bore their iniquity, Lamentations 5:7. And you're wondering why the racism continues to constantly get worse and worse. It's a spirit that's never been stamped out of America, and it still exists. It's in the system. It's in the judiciary system. It's in the government. It formed with the founding fathers who was racist. They was not Christians. They was Masons. Anybody who's in the Masons, Eastern Stars, all these secret organizations, that's not of God. He will reveal everything that's done in the light. Some of you right now are Masons and still trying to serve Christ being a Mason. You can't be a brother with someone who don't believe in God. The Bible says, how can two come together unless they agree? If a person don't believe in Jesus of Nazareth, I don't even want him in my house. I don't want him nowhere around me. They're my enemy. They have renounced Christ. Now, I love them, but I love them from a distance because people have a free will. What free will do you have tonight? Are you going to be sensitive to your daughters tonight? Are you going to listen to pay attention to what they're saying? Because what they could be saying could be very detrimental to their life. Learn this ministry. I ask everybody to learn this ministry. Many adults who have come into desiring deliverance had problems originated in childhood. They either placed it up on the door of the demonic spirits when they went invulnerable. Thus, the importance of ministering deliverance to children is clearly seen in this problem. We can also arise later in life when otherwise will become a serious problem in our adult life. So in our younger life, these are when demons attack people. When separation with a husband and a father and the daughter or the son gets the rejected feeling because they're no longer with the father. And the mother puts words in the child's mind and tell negative things about the father, or the father put words in the child's mind and say negative things about the mother. Now the child is going to be judgmental to the parent because what one parent said to another brings strife, division, and open a door to chaos and bitterness. This is how demons operate. They're very clever, but the Bible speaks about demonic spirits in children. Now, before we get that, we need to look at the scriptures or where this is at in the Bible biblically. And then we're going to continue to talk about deliverance for children tomorrow. So we're going to briefly look at this. I don't want to bite too much for you because there's a lot that I'm putting out, and I don't want to over teach you. And I have a tendency to dish out a lot of scriptures because that's just what I'm used to. I have a gift, and I thank God for that gift. Now, we see here, and you probably won't never hear this in a Baptist church or prosperity teaching. They don't have time to teach this because they still study trying to raise money and get your money. In Mark chapter 9:14, we see an encounter with a boy. The Bible says it's a boy. It identifies it as a boy. In Mark 9:14, let's look at this. And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioned with them, saying, and straightway all the people, when they beheld him, amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, what question ye them? And one of the multitude answered, said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which had a dumb spirit. So a child can have a dumb spirit. The Bible says that in Mark chapter 9, verse 17. So you pastors who don't believe in the ministry of deliverance, you don't recognize that there are demons, then you don't recognize the Bible. Bible just recognized and identified this child as a boy. And we read the scripture to you. In Mark 9:17, and one of the multitudes answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which have a dumb spirit. So the Bible is identifying a boy. Now we see the Bible is going to identify a girl. It's going to say a girl. So it's telling you that didn't stop 1,900 years ago. The demons don't enter no more here in 2021. All you got to do is look on TV and you see demons everywhere. I watch Columbo, Mission Impossible, clean stuff. This stuff, you know, I got enough demons in me now. I don't need to be adding more. I'm trying to get them out. And all you got to do is watch TV. You can see the lust everywhere. Violence is everywhere. Hate. Look at the spirit of hate. This thing is moving in America. But let me get to the children because I don't want to go to that. But the Lord told me, come on back. Let's go to Mark 7:26. Thank you, Lord. Mark 7:26. The woman was a Greek Syrophoenician by nation, and she brought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. That was a Gentile child, a Gentile girl. She wasn't Jewish. She was a Gentile that Jesus cast out demons. Well, a Gentile. Again, when Jesus was on earth, he cast out demons for the Gentiles and for the Jews. Because the Jewish synagogue is where the Jewish people worship at to this day, in the synagogue. That's their culture. Jesus was Jewish. He's from Israel. And if you don't like Israel, you got a problem. I support the nation of Israel. Whether they're wrong or right, I don't judge them. I support them, period. And I let God deal with me. I'm not touching God's people in the flesh through a covenant. But we are his people as Gentiles. The Holy Spirit says, I want to clarify that because some of you out here would think that salvation is not only for the Jew. It's for the Jew and the Gentiles, for the Jew first, according to Scripture. Now we're looking at a man. So we saw a boy in Mark 9:14, a girl in Mark 7:26. Now let's look at a man. So demons can be in a man. So if you don't believe it, you theologians, then you got to rebuttal the scripture with God because all scripture comes from the Holy Spirit as written, as moved by the Holy Spirit. All scripture comes from the interpretation of God, 2 Timothy 3:15. So you had to get mad at God for putting this in the Bible. Why not you teaching it? Let's look at this. Luke 27. And when he went forth to land, there met him out of a city a certain man. Now it's talking about a grown man. So girl, boy, now man, which had devils a long time. So a man can have demons in them a long time. And most of you got demons in you a long time. So, you know, that's a lot. And a lot of people don't realize that. A long time and wear no clothes. Now, when you see nudity, I guarantee you there's a demon behind that. When you see women not having no clothes on and trying to, they don't recognize that there's a spirit moving them to do that. But their actions, the way of life, how they was taught, probably not had a father figure. Mother probably was dressed like that and inherit the iniquities of their father and mother and live in the same sin that their mother and father lived. And no one breaks it by Jesus of Nazareth. It just continued to go on. Neither abode in any house, but in the tomb. So this spirit loved to be around the spirit of death. Tombs represent death. Okay, for some of you who don't recognize it, demons can get in animals. Yes, they can, into pigs. That's an animal. In Mark chapter 5, 9, 10, 11, 12, the whole swine. That's in Mark chapter 9, 10, 11, and 12. And in a woman, demons can get in women. Let's look at Mark 16, 9. Now, when Jesus was raised early the first day of the week, which is Sunday, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. A woman had seven devils. So the Bible can tell you that a woman can have seven or more demons. A man can have many. So it's no limit. So we saw the boy in Mark 9:14. We saw the girl in Mark 7:26. We see the man in Luke 8:27. Now the animals in Mark 16:9. Ain't nothing else to go in. Demons don't go in spiders and ants. Ain't, there's no manifestation for them there. It's just hollow. So they prefer a dog or a cat, but they don't want to go in a worm. But they don't like going in worms and roaches for some reason. I don't know why, but they don't. Now, as we go with this, remember to talk to your child and ask your child, if they come to you and you see any foaming at the mouth, you know that's demonic, Mark 9:20, Mark 9:26, Mark 9:27. If any of you notice a minister of deliverance always would ask the mother and father of the child like Jesus asked questions, ask questions. Mark 9:21. Let's look at this. Mark 9:21. Mark 9:21. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came into him? What came into him? A spirit, going up in Mark 9:20, and they brought unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him and fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. So that spirit manifests when it saw Jesus. Demons don't like the presence of Jesus of Nazareth. Amen. Now, at all time it cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou can do anything, have compassion on him. Help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believe. So you have to believe that the name of Jesus can deliver your child. Pay close attention to your child. Be attentive to what they say. Watch what they're listening to. Spend time. Don't put your child in a room and put a computer in there by itself. You're really asking for demonic spirits to attack your children. Don't give them an Xbox to play all day or PlayStation. Take personal time out. What is it your child have in the room? Do you have any demonic symbols, symbols of dragons, ghostly figures, pictures of monsters? Get that stuff out your child's room because that's a haven for demonic spirits, doll babies. Be careful from oomps from foreign countries or African dolls, voodoo dolls. You don't need your child. I had a lady from Port-au-Prince, Haiti, said that she gave her granddaughter a voodoo doll because her grandmama gave it to her, but didn't know it had a curse on it. And the little daughter getting sick and trying to find out what was going on. That was a long time ago. And thank God for the word of knowledge. We found the problem. God took care of it. But please, be attentive to your children. and what they watch. God bless you here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. We're going to see you tomorrow. We're going to pick up tomorrow on deliverance for children. There are pastors in here that we're teaching and training. If you have children at home, listen to your children. Don't throw them in the room and put a computer in there and put some video games in there. Don't leave them to the devil to be destroyed. Spend time with them. Set the example. Let them see how. Stay on them. Don't allow them to release yourself and put your children in a position where the devil can torment them through these video games. Watch what they play. Watch the type of games the children play. Watch the type of movies they play. Because they got witchcraft all in cartoons now. I saw a cartoon where they say Satan was a good. He was good. Satan is good. And the children saying Satan is good. And they were singing a song. And they were putting it in the lyrics in the song on a commercial with a cartoon. I heard it. I know what I heard. We have to be attentive to what children listen to. God bless you. We're going to see you tomorrow, if God's will. Please sow a seed here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. We've lost 80% of our audience through YouTube. We do have an attorney, and we are fighting back. Live Deliverance Internet Radio, we have an attorney that represents us, and we're going to get our copyrights violation revoked back, and we're going to get back on air. And we thank the Lord for this attorney, and I thank the Lord for providing the finances for me to have the attorney, and I just thank the Lord for that. God bless you here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. Have a wonderful evening.